Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel avanzado de inglés. Convocatoria para población escolar 2017. Prueba de comprensión auditiva. Esta parte consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícelas según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso del teléfono móvil queda prohibido durante toda la prueba y tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. No escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to Kareem talking about health and diet. Read the questions and choose the right answer, A, B, or C. Only one of them is correct in each question. Number 0 is an example.
And now for some thoughts on what makes a teenager decide to eat better. Youth Radio's Karime Blanco is a high school junior. She says she and a few of her friends have cut out junk food, but not necessarily because they want to improve their health.
Beets. What's the color? What's it under?
I love beets. And tomatoes. But most of all, eggplant. I eat it like it's McDonald's. On the daily.
Okay, 506.
A few months ago, you wouldn't have caught me filling up my grocery cart with fruits and veggies, but I've made the switch to veganism. Sounds like a disease, but it really means that I don't eat any animal products. I made my decision for purely political reasons. My 18-year-old brother, Carlos, used to act like a beast of a kid, eating a whole combination pizza in one sitting. Now that he wants to be a singer, he has a different lifestyle. He eats balanced meals, salads, and even tries my vegan food.
In the singing industry, you don't see many fat guys, except for Ruben Studdard, but other than that, to be famous is to be fit.
I fill up my measuring cup with 2 cups of water to half a cup of oatmeal to cook it.
Like my brother, 23-year-old Reina Gonzalez feels the pressure to be thin, but there are other reasons she switched from drinking a liter of soda per day in her teens to her current routine of eating fruits and vegetables and taking 40 minutes every morning to boil up a healthy oatmeal breakfast.
My whole family practically has diabetes or something, you know, health problems related to that. When I was growing up, I would have all that sugar, and I started noticing that I would wake up in the middle of the night and my arm would be all tingly, and I stopped drinking the soda and it went away, and I think I had pre-diabetes.
Reina tries to counter her family's history of food-related health problems by cutting down on processed meals, unlike a lot of teens who do more eating at Mickey D's than they do at home. My friend Emily wants to save money, and the drastic change in her eating habits was motivated by her budgeting.
Because the way that I do it is I buy in bulk and then I cook it and I live off it during the whole week. But now that I'm doing it, my body feels a lot better, I feel healthier, and I have more energy.
I find, while my friends claim they've changed their diets for health reasons, I often hear them complaining about their weight. Healthy is the thing to be these days. Teen magazines offer ideas for a green meal of the day. Only those ideas are on the page before the chisel-waisted girls and their secret makeup tips. Sometimes it's hard to know whether we switch to healthy eating to reach a more energized, balanced self, or just to look like America's next top model. For NPR News, I'm Karime Blanco.
Listen again.
And now for some thoughts on what makes a teenager decide to eat better. Youth Radio's Karime Blanco is a high school junior. She says she and a few of her friends have cut out junk food, but not necessarily because they want to improve their health.
Beets. What's the call? Or what's it under?
I love beets. And tomatoes. But most of all, eggplant. I eat it like it's McDonald's. On the daily.
Okay, 506.
A few months ago, you wouldn't have caught me filling up my grocery cart with fruits and veggies. But I've made the switch to veganism. Sounds like a disease, but it really means that I don't eat any animal products. I made my decision for purely political reasons. My 18-year-old brother, Carlos, used to act like a beast of a kid, eating a whole combination pizza in one sitting. Now that he wants to be a singer, he has a different lifestyle. He eats balanced meals, salads, and even tries my vegan food.
In the singing industry, you don't see many fat guys, except for Ruben Studdard, but other than that, to be famous is to be fit.
I fill up my measuring cup with 2 cups of water to half a cup of oatmeal to cook it.
Like my brother, 23-year-old Reina Gonzalez feels the pressure to be thin, but there are other reasons she switched from drinking a liter of soda per day in her teens to her current routine of eating fruits and vegetables and taking 40 minutes every morning to boil up a healthy oatmeal breakfast.
My whole family practically has diabetes or something, you know, health problems related to that. When I was growing up, I would have all that sugar, and I started noticing that I would wake up in the middle of the night and my arm would be all tingly, and I stopped drinking the soda and it went away, and I think I had pre-diabetes.
Reina tries to counter her family's history of food-related health problems by cutting down on processed meals, unlike a lot of teens who do more eating at Mickey D's than they do at home. My friend Emily wants to save money, and the drastic change in her eating habits was motivated by her budgeting.
Because the way that I do it is I buy in bulk and then I cook it and I live off it during the whole week. But now that I'm doing it, my body feels a lot better, I feel healthier, and I have more energy.
I find, while my friends claim they've changed their diets for health reasons, I often hear them complaining about their weight. Healthy is the thing to be these days. Teen magazines offer ideas for a green meal of the day. Only those ideas are on the page before the chisel-waisted girls and their secret makeup tips. Sometimes it's hard to know whether we switch to healthy eating to reach a more energized, balanced self, or just to look like America's next top model. For NPR News, I'm Karime Blanco.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to an interview with three young people talking about what they care about and find 6 sentences that are true according to what you hear. Sentence zero is given as an example.
Some things we planned for. We wanted to listen to stories about young people reported by young journalists. Some things we did not plan for. We did not know we'd be covering a terrorist attack in Europe from here. One listener took note. She tweeted that hearing us from Youth Radio reminded her that we need to leave young people with a better world. And I've got to say, seeing these young faces was somehow comforting during this difficult week. I had a chance to chat with some of the young journalists here about their future. I am sitting around a table with three Youth Radio reporters. Desmond Megley is 19 years old. He's to my left. Desmond, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Kenshay Sakris, you're 17 years old. You're
yes.
to my right. Okay. And Billy Cruz, you're 18 years old.
Yeah, I'm 18 years old.
Okay. Kenshay, let me turn to you. What issue is most important to you right now?
Graduating and going to college is really important to me right now. I dreamed of, like, going to a historically black college, but it's really expensive, so I'm, like, worried how I can pay for that since I'm not rich and I don't want to take out loans because that'll set up debt for me.
You're touching on an issue that I think is so, so important to so many families right now. And I wonder, how have you been talking about this with your family in terms of how you can try to make this happen for you?
I don't really talk to my dad about the financial part of college. I just tell him where I got accepted and where I dream to go because he didn't go to college, so he doesn't really know what I'm going through. Like, he doesn't know what it's like to apply to colleges and, like, not getting accepted, worrying about my GPA and stuff like that. So I don't really go to him for advice.
Well, we're all rooting for you. I hope you get to a college that you really like.
Thank you.
Billy, you've actually been looking into this issue of college affordability, right?
Yeah, so film has been a passion of mine for most of my life. And I always thought when I was younger, like, I'm going to go to, like, the greatest film school I can where the classes are amazing, but, like, the tuition's super high. And then I decided in the end to settle on a school that still is a really good film school, but it's also close by. But yeah, I have a clip that I was going to play for you, sort of my mom and me talking over the process because...
You interviewed your mom?
Yeah,
wow.
I interviewed my mom.
Well, let's listen to what she had
to
say.
Yeah. Right?
It's scary because I have friends whose kids have gone to college and got there and they hated it and it was out of state. And it's just one of those things, just like you would hate it if your kid went far away, paid all this money for them to go there, and now nobody's happy.
So she's talking about the risk of putting in a lot of money and investing a lot and finding out that you aren't happy and feeling like it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. That's a whole other, like, part of it. It's just going there and spending all this money only to realize, like, oh my God, I don't want to do this, or oh my God, this school isn't the school for me.
Kenshay, let's say things go well and you figure out a way to get to a college, university that you're really happy with. What, take me 5 years down the road. What do you want to be doing? What's your dream?
I dream of becoming a lawyer. I think a public defender is the way that I want to go because I want to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I don't do that, I have, like, a backup plan of being a therapist for children.
I like that. Desmond, what's your college situation?
I am a proud community college student. I rep Berkeley City College.
Uh-huh.
What Billy's talking about college buyer's remorse, like, that really resonates with me. I remember, like, being a senior, starting to apply to colleges and thinking about all the money I was going to spend, maybe having to take out a student loan and, like, put myself into debt. I chose to go to a community college, and I can transfer to a university or, you know, wherever I want after 2 years and basically spend half the money I would have spent on tuition.
Kenshay, is that an option for you? Would you talk to your dad about a community college maybe?
No. I think I'm opposite. I don't want to stay in Oakland. I actually want to start over and, like, meet new people.
Well, let me shift gears a tiny bit. This is an election year, and am I right? The three of you are going to be voting for the first time in this presidential election?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm so curious. Clearly, college affordability is something that's sort of on all of your minds. Billy, do you feel like your vote's going to count?
Yeah. I feel like if I don't vote, it definitely won't go anywhere. So at least I am able to say on a piece of paper that I felt this way about something. There's also other ways I feel like we could still make a difference. And whether or not my vote matters, I feel like I still have a voice.
Well, Kenshay, let me turn to you. You're at this really important moment in your life when you're thinking about your future, you're thinking about school, you're thinking about your dreams. I mean, do you feel like your vote matters in your life?
I don't think so. Like, I'm still going to vote, but I'm just going to hope that other people vote the same way that I do. Because, like, I'm only one person out of thousands of people.
Desmond, do you feel like voting is a place that is available to you to sort of bring change? Will your vote count?
I debate that with myself often. I just think that the money in politics, you know, is a real obstacle between democracy, quote unquote, and actual democracy.
You feel like money has corrupted politics in a way?
I think so. I think that's undeniable. The other thing is that I think that candidates have historically really undervalued youth voters because there's this perception. There's some truth to that perception mm-hmm. that young voters don't really turn out to elections and things like that. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that young people sort of feel disillusioned and like that they're not really valued. And so it's sort of almost like a vicious cycle.
Listen again.
Some things we planned for. We wanted to listen to stories about young people reported by young journalists. Some things we did not plan for. We did not know we'd be covering a terrorist attack in Europe from here. One listener took note. She tweeted that hearing us from Youth Radio reminded her that we need to leave young people with a better world. And I've got to say, seeing these young faces was somehow comforting during this difficult week. I had a chance to chat with some of the young journalists here about their future. I am sitting around a table with three youth radio reporters. Desmond Megley is 19 years old. He's to my left. Desmond, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Kenshay Sakris, you're 17 years old. And you're
yes.
to my right. Okay. And Billy Cruz, you're 18 years old.
Yeah, I'm 18 years old.
Okay. Kenshay, let me turn to you. What issue is most important to you right now?
Graduating and going to college is really important to me right now. I dreamed of like going to a historically black college, but it's really expensive, so I'm, like, worried how I can pay for that since I'm not rich and I don't want to take out loans because that'll set up debt for me.
You're touching on an issue that I think is so, so important to so many families right now. And I wonder, how have you been talking about this with your family in terms of how you can try to make this happen for you?
I don't really talk to my dad about the financial part of college. I just tell him where I got accepted and where I dream to go because he didn't go to college, so he doesn't really know what I'm going through. Like, he doesn't know what it's like to apply to colleges and, like, not getting accepted, worrying about my GPA and stuff like that. So I don't really go to him for advice.
Well, we're all rooting for you. I hope you get to a college that you really like.
Thank you.
Billy, you've actually been looking into this issue of college affordability, right?
Yeah, so film has been a passion of mine for most of my life. And I always thought when I was younger, like, I'm going to go to, like, the greatest film school I can where the classes are amazing but, like, the tuition's super high. And then I decided in the end to settle on a school that still is a really good film school, but it's also close by. But, yeah, I have a clip that I was going to play for you, sort of my mom and me talking over the process because—
You interviewed your mom?
Yeah, wow. I interviewed my mom.
Well, let's listen to what she had to say.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
It's scary because I have friends whose kids have gone to college and got there and they hated it and it was out of state. And it's just one of those things, just like you would hate it if your kid went far away, paid all this money for them to go there, and now nobody's happy.
So she's talking about the risk of putting in a lot of money and investing a lot and finding out that you aren't happy and feeling like it wasn't worth it.
Yeah. That's a whole other, like, part of it. It's just going there and spending all this money only to realize, like, oh my God, I don't want to do this, or oh my God, this school isn't the school for me.
Kenshay, let's say things go well and you figure out a way to get to a college, university that you're really happy with. What, take me 5 years down the road. What do you want to be doing? What's your dream?
I dream of becoming a lawyer. I think a public defender is the way that I want to go because I want to serve the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I don't do that, I have, like, a backup plan of being a therapist for children.
I like that. Desmond, what's your college situation?
I am a proud community college student. I rep Berkeley City College.
Uh-huh.
What Billy's talking about college buyer's remorse, like that really resonates with me. I remember like being a senior, starting to apply to colleges and thinking about all the money I was going to spend, maybe having to take out a student loan and like put myself into debt. I chose to go to a community college and I can transfer to a university or, you know, wherever I want after 2 years and basically spend half the money I would have spent on tuition.
Kinche, is that an option for you? Would you talk to your dad about a community college maybe? And...
No, I think I'm opposite. I don't want to stay in Oakland. I actually want to start over and like meet new people.
Well, let me shift gears a tiny bit. This is an election year. And am I right? The three of you are going to be voting for the first time in this presidential election?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay. I'm so curious. Clearly, college affordability is something that's sort of on all of your minds. Billy, do you feel like your vote's going to count?
Yeah, I feel like if I don't vote, it definitely won't go anywhere. So at least I am able to say on a piece of paper that I felt this way about something. There's also other ways I feel like we could still make a difference. And whether or not my vote matters, I feel like I still have a voice.
Well, Kinche, let me turn to you. You're at this really important moment in your life when you're thinking about your future, you're thinking about school, you're thinking about your dreams. I mean, do you feel like your vote matters in your life?
I don't think so. Like, I'm still going to vote, but I'm just going to hope that other people vote the same way that I do. Because, like, I'm only one person out of thousands of people.
Desmond, do you feel like voting is a place that is available to you to sort of bring change? Will your vote count?
I debate that with myself often. I just think that the money in politics, you know, is a real obstacle between democracy, quote unquote, and actual democracy.
You feel like money has corrupted politics in a way?
I think so.
I
think that's undeniable. The other thing is that I think that candidates have historically really undervalued youth voters because there's this perception, there's some truth to that perception, mm-hmm. that young voters don't really turn out to elections and things like that. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that young people sort of feel disillusioned and like that they're not really valued. And so it's sort of almost like a vicious cycle.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening comprehension test.